We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. We are starting a brand new Mishnah on top of Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Really going back to the halachas of Treifas. We took a little break to discuss the halachas of Ben Pekua. Now we're going back to Mamas Treifas. Zok to Mishnah. Behema shenechtchu ragleha min arkuva v'lamata k'sheira min arkuva l'mayla psula. And the Gemara will discuss what arkuva is, but it's kedai right now to explain the way the leg of the behemoth looks. This is talking about the behind legs, the legs behind, the two legs, not the front two legs. So they all look the same, but the whole inyan treif is dafka on the back legs, the hind legs. Now each leg is made out of three parts. You have from the tailbone comes out the first part, that's one bone with then a knee, a joint, and then another bone, which is the etzem ham tzoi, and then a joint. By that second joint from the top, there's a tzemes hagidim. There's a bunch of tendons there, which is called the tzemes hagidim. After that, there's another foot, and then it goes to the ankle. So basically, it has an ankle and two knees until it gets to the tailbone. There's three parts. There's the first part, is the etzem hal yoyno next to the tailbone. Then you have the etzem ham tzoi, which is between two knees. And then you have a tzemes hagidim there by that second knee, and then you have to the next ankle. To the ankle is another leg, so three parts to the leg. Now it says behema that got cut ma'akuv l'matas sheir ma'akuv l'mayla psula. Which akuv is this? It could be two of them. It could be either one that's higher up or the second one. We're not sure which one it is. The Gemara will discuss that. V'chein shenitol tzemes hagidim. If the tendons by the bottom knee was also cut, that also make it into a treifa. Nishbar ha'etzem. If the etzem breaks. So then it depends. Here, we're not talking about that it was cut off, the foot. It was broken foot. A broken foot, im reiva basa kayam, if the break was in a way that still the reiva basa is there, just the break is internal. So then, shchitasa metarasa. Then, the shchit is metarit, and you can eat. It's muta ba'achila, and it's muta ba'achila. Vim lav, ain't shchitasa metarasa. If not, then it's not mutter, then it's, the shechit is not matarit. The Gemara will discuss, what about the behemah itself, or what about the aver? Gemara of machlokes there, amarayim, what exactly we're referring to when we say matarit. This is really a case of aver hamadoldol. So there's two questions there. First of all, what's the din of the aver? And number two is, what's the din of the behemah? Is it a treif or not? And the Gemara will discuss it on Amar Beis, at the end of Amar Beis. But first, we're going to discuss the beginning part of the Mishnah. Where the beginning part of the Mishnah says that a behemoth that got his leg severed, menakuva v'lamata, is kosher. Menakuva v'lamata, what does that mean? Zok t'gmar, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Chia, l'mata means l'mata menakuva. Which Rashi explains means to say is like this. It's right below the akuva. That is where it's considered already l'mata menakuva. L'mata menakuva, right on top of the akuva. Be'ezah akuva, Omru, which akuva we're talking about? Ba'akuva hanim keres im harosh. So the minhag was in those days that the bottom leg, the one from the ankle to the bottom knee, that was thrown in with the head. Why? It wasn't so much meat on that. It's very thin. There's very shvacha meat on that. It's probably hardly any meat. So that was they used that for the soup. So that used to be thrown in together with the mkeres in my roish. They threw in the roish, you know, the freebies, you know, the bones. The roish and the bottom leg was thrown in. So that arkuva, that is what we're saying. L'mayla from that arkuva is a treifa. And it makes sense because that's what the term is hagidim is. Lematam adar akuva, it's kosher. And the Gemara doesn't ask Taka, so why do you have to say v'chein shidil term is hagidim? We already got that. We said right on top of the knee is a treifa. What's right on top of the knee? The term is hagidim. So we know that already. The Gemara will ask the kasha. So the first sheet is Omer Rav Yudon Rav says that tumar adar akuva, the bottom knee. And that's what handling. Lemaila is a treifa. Lemata is kosher. Ulam Rabbi Shia. No, kenegdoi begomel nikar. We're talking about the knee, the higher up, the knee that's higher up, which actually by a cow, you won't see that knee because it goes into the body of the behemoth, of the cow. The cow's very fat. You don't even see that knee. You only see the first knee. But really, the leg inside is going all the way up to the tailbone. There's not a knee in between. So you only see it by a gomel, which has longer legs, where the legs are more nicker, are more recognizable. So there you see the second knee. Mashenkin by a, I don't know what a horse looks like, but I think a horse also has that type of leg. Also, you would see it. But by, I don't know why, I'm not sure by what a horse, but by a camel, you can see that second knee. Not by a cow, you cannot see that second knee. So connect up a gomel nicker. And it's a membrane, b'chairis. There, where it says that arkuva is connected with gomel nikar. So there, according to Ula, what happens like this? Lemaila from the Arkuva is a treifa. Under the Arkuva is kosher. I the tremis agidim, which is low down. The Gemara is going to talk about that also. Okay, so let's discuss these two mandiyamim. Amalei Ula Rav Yehuda. Ula tells Rav Yehuda, Bishlam aladidi the amina connected we go on nicker. They're talking about the higher Arkuva. Hainu the tani. Then we understand why it says another treifa in our mishnah. Bechein shenidal tremis agidim. That means if the leg gets severed above the tremis agidim, not a problem as long as it's under the top knee. But if the tremis agidim itself gets severed, that's worse. And the Gemara doesn't say because don't ask kashya on treifa. Sometimes you cut here, it's treifa. Sometimes you cut here, it's not a treifa. It has to be severed in the tremis agidim. But we understand that it's a different case. The first case in our mishnah is from above the top knee or below the top knee. And then it says somewhere lower could be a treif also. So Ula says, Fimi, it's good. Ela didach, lefi you, who hold that the whole discussion is centered around that knee. So my v'chein shenitl tremis agidim. It's hainu hach. That's the same thing. You say if the foot is cut right above the knee, it's a treifa, that is tremis agidim. So what are you telling me, what are you saying it over for? We got that. So to Gemara, I'll tell you pshat. So he answered, Omalei, so Rav Yehuda answered to stick up for himself. He's like this, Omalei Rechuva, Beloy Tzayim Sagidim, Rechuva, which means the Arkuva that gets severed, but the Tzayim Sagidim is still intact. Or if it's Tzayim Sagidim, Beloy Arkuva, that's two different treifas. One treifa is where the Arkuva got severed, but the Tzayim Sagidim is still intact. And that the Chiddush is called a treifa. The other way is that only the Tzayim Sagidim got severed, but the Arkuva is still intact. That's also a treifa. That's the second chiddush. That each one by itself, they're two different treifas. Each one by itself is called a treifa. So he asked him back, "Va'nechtuchu k'tani," which is mashma legamri, like Rashi says. So it's that means legamri. Automatically, when you cut a leg, both the tzemes agidim and the leg is severed. So you can't say that the mishnah means nechtuchu only means the arkuva. Doesn't sound like that. Ishtik, he was quiet. Rehuda, it's good kasha. I hear. Rehuda was quiet. The boss of the Nafak, after Ula left, they told Rav Yehuda, "Omar, my time with Amrilei, why ain't Taich like this? You could have said like this. Lemata means lemata min arkuva, and lemaila means lemaila mitzrayim esagidim. You could have Taich like this. Behemush nechdu regla min arkuva lemata. That's ksheira. Min arkuva v'lemaila doesn't mean mamish above the arkuva immediately. It means a little higher up. That's where it's a treifa. And we still don't know tzrayim esagidim. And then we added tzrayim esagidim." Until now, he was saying is that everything is centered around that knee. Below the knee is not a treifa. Above the knee is a treifa. And the question of the tzemes agidim, he said, why don't you answer? No. When I said above the knee, I did not mean immediately above the knee. I meant tenets bayis above the knee, which is not the tzemes agidim anymore. That is where it's a treifa. And then we added on, and even the tzemes agidim is a treifa. Now, why don't you say that? Now, actually, the Maram speaks out that that would be a nafka mina in the halacha between the first lashon and this lashon. You know what nafka mina would be is? But lishu zeh dafkam nechta ve'etzem lemaylam atzem zegidim ozi treifa. Ava mokam atzem zegidim nechta ve'etzem loy atzem zegidim ksheira. The fetus pshat, in a case where you would only cut the bone and not the atzem zegidim above the arkuva, would not be a treifa. The fetus kasha. He says, why don't you say like this? And there's a nafka mina to this. Because in the first mahalach of Rabbi Yehuda, anywhere above the knee, even in the bone itself, would be a treifa. But here he's asking, why? But then you have a kasha that says nechtu in it. He said, why don't you have a kasha? Why don't you answer like this? Lamaila means lamaila mitzvah segidim on the bone, and that's where the bone will be a treifa. And then we mechash mitzvah segidim treifa. Now, the will be is that the bone below the right above the knee will not be a treifa of just the bone. That would be nafkmina in this pshat, in this kasha. It's very simple. Let me ask you a question. If right above the knee, not the tzemes agidim, only the bone gets severed, what's that halacha? Is that a treifa or not? What do you think? Is that a treifa or not?
Pasha's not.
What do you mean? He said lemaila min arkuva is a pasul. What are you talking about? It's a treifa. The first lashon. Lemata is kasha, lemaila. Right above it is right. So for the first lashon, it's no good. But lefi this lashon, it's only a kasha. This lashon is asking a kasha. It would not be a treifa there. What will lemaila mean? Lemaila mean higher up, so it would not be a treifa in that place. That's his kasha. So you have to say that you have to mechash. By the way, the bone there is not a treifa, but tzemes agidim is a treifa there. That's Mara's kasha. Why don't you answer like that? So to Gemara. So why do you say that? So then he says, hold on, no. He says, says, you know why I didn't say it? I'll tell you why. Didn't I tell him a teretz? I told him a teretz, the etzem b'lo yitzem z'gidim, the ketzem yitzem etzem, he didn't like that. V'amali nechtu k'tani. Hakanami, he would have told me back, m'nakuva l'mailik tani. It's right above the akuva. Don't tell me higher up. Right above the akuva, it says. He wouldn't have liked the pshat anyway. So akuponim, we stop right here. We have machlekes, Rav Yehuda, and Ula. Very sarizdik machlekes. What happens if a behemah gets severed right above the knee on the etzem? According to Rav Yehuda, it's a trefa. According to Ula, it's not a trefa. Actually, even more. That's one afkmina. Another afkmina is even higher up. Even higher up. If the bone gets severed in the middle of the middle bone, and the tzemes gets intact, the fear Rav Yehuda, it's a trefa. According to Ula, it's not a trefa. You need dafka, but it comes to the bones, dafka by the taparkuva, or tzemes gets. Comes Rav Papa, and Rav Papa masti Rav Yehuda, very similar to Ula. Rav Papa masti hachi, om Rav Yehuda, om Rav Chia. Lamata means lamata min akuva min tzemes gets. Lamata, when it's kosher, means below the second knee, which is below the akuva and tzemes gidim. Lamaila means lamaila min akuva umetzemes gidim. Lamaila means lamaila min akuva umetzemes gidim. That's what it means. And we'll see in a second that means the top knee. Mechain, shenit tzemes gidim. And the same halacha is that's a trefa by tzemes gidim. Varkuva gufa kedulam ravashaya. Which is the tap arkuva. And arkuva means kedulam ravashaya. So it comes out, the feet of second lashon, he holds exactly like Ula, just he types different the words lamaila lamata. Lamata means lamata from the bottom arkuva of tzemes gidim. Lamaila means lamata from the top one. So he's saying the same thing like Ula, just Ula said lamaila lamata was going on the second knee on top, the higher knee. According to here, lamata part was going on the lower knee. Lamaila part was going on the top knee. But they hold the same exact halacha. Just as Mashmai is Darshan Yikim now, just how it types the Mishnah is different. That's what comes out of Lefizah. Lefizah, this the version of Ula, of Rav Yehuda. He holds like Ula, that the only way of making a trefa on a bone is on the higher akuva, but the Tzemes Gidim also is the way of making a trefa, exactly like Ula. Pray to Markasha. This is a kasha both on Ula and Rav Yehuda, like Rashi explains. Umiya Kamidi, Ilum Madli, Pasikle, Vechaya. If you go higher and you cut the bone, it'll live. Matzi pasiklei, you go a little lower, which is about tzemes gidim mesa. This is the kasha we spoke out. The Gemara's going to ask. This kasha is our kasha Ula and Rav Yehuda now. You're telling me in that middle bone, if you sever the middle bone 10 inches up, it's fine. You go a little lower near the knee, it's a trefa. How can it be? How can it be? It's a bunch of it makes no sense.
Where does tzemes gidim end? Where does tzemes
gidim end? Tzemes gidim end after 4 etzbayos. The Gemara says. On my base.
From lower knee,
up 4 etzbayos.
You're saying maybe it's 6 etzbayos.
Right, then you're not tzemes gidim. It'll be kosher. Yes, how can it be such a thing? How can it be? It'll be kosher. That's more kosher. How's it possible? Om Rav Ashi, trefes coming down is like, oh, you're worried about trefes, comparing trefes to each other? That's not a kasha. Ain't oimer with trefes, zu doimer with zu. You don't compare two things by trefes. What's the biggest raya? Shere choyte chamekanu mesa, choyte mekanu mechoya. Which means, Rashi teaches before, means, because you cut a behemoth's neck in one place, you cut two simonim. You cut it on a different side, nothing happens to the behemoth. So you see, the inches make a difference. When it comes to killing someone, or killing a behemoth actually, the inches make a difference. Don't ask me a kasha that trefa. Yeah, over here it's a trefa, it's not a trefa, it's not shver. That's whole hilchos trefas. Sa'at kan, this shiloh of arkuva. Now the Gemara will discuss, where is and what is the tzemes gidim? We know now from the Mishnah, there's a trefas called tzemes gidim. That if the tzemes gidim are severed, the halacha is that it won't live. It's a trefa. It's trefa chayinah, but it's called a trefa. Ve'eloyim tzemes gidim. Where is, what is the tzemes gidim? So tzemes gidim is a band of tendons. It's actually 3 tendons. The bigger tendon might be a bunch of tendons in that tendon, but there's 3 tendons that start from the lower knee, and it goes up up on the thigh. If we'll call the middle bone the shaykh, let's say it's called the shaykh. So it goes into the shaykh, and it goes into the meat of the shaykh. It goes into the muscle of the shaykh. That's what happens. But that tendon are exposed, and they start off a little bit attached to the bone. The bone has no basar on it. Around the knee, even like a human person, a human also, does not have much meat around the bone. So then the meat only starts a few inches up. In those few inches are these 3 tendons, the tendons of the tzemes gidim. So the alien tzemes gidim. So what exactly is called tzemes gidim? Which exact part? Rabba Ravashi, the agarma v'labar. Dagarma means that's a place of the bone and higher. The garma labar, so Rashi teaches what it means is the garma labar. He says when it leaves the etzem, it leaves the etzem and starts heading towards the basar. So then it's called, but right above the knee, it's attached to the bone. It's like stuck to the bone, and then it starts separating from the bone and heading towards the basar. That place, Vilabar, after it starts separating, that is called the Mokko and Matsemis Agidim. That Garma from the bone, Vilabar, and up and outside. Rav Huna Rashi, Da Garma Lagav. No, it's the place where the bone is attached to the bone and lower. That's what it is. It says, Ainikrin Tsemis El Mokkim Hadikas Pets and Mokkim Shadukim Balapari. Only place where it's attached to the bone. So it's the first mandim holds where it starts detaching the bone heading towards the basa. That's the place where it's seven gidim. The other mandim holds, no, the place where it's attached to the bone as it goes towards the knee. That's as going down towards the knee. So that's the machlekes where seven gidim is. We have a third mandiyama. The third mandiyama is Rav Brei the Rav Arav Huna Amar Avasi, the Eluye Arkuma, that it starts from the bone called the Arkuma, which is closer to the knee, that bone. That bone is very close to the knee, so that's where it starts. And like Rashi explains, that this lashon holds, there's even more makim of Tzemes Hagidim. He includes both Rav Papa and, both the Mandi Amrim's place, both Rav Ashi's and Rav Ashi's makim, it's Rabbi Rav Ashi and Rabbi Rav Huna Rashi, and he also adds on Aluya Akuma as well. So it's even a bigger space that's called Tzemes Hagidim. Yosef, the Arkuma bone is lower down than, it's above the knee, but it's lower down than the other Mandi Amrim. Yosef, when Rabbanan Kameh, Rabbi Abba, Yosef, Kamar, the Arkuma Gufa, he said, even the place of the Arkuma Gufa, where it's attached to the Arkuma itself, that is where it's considered Tzemes Hagidim. Only Rabbi Abba, don't listen to him. Ochamar Yehuda, Heche de Pari Tafchi, Vahainu Rabbi Reid Rav Huna. The Brei de Rav Rav Huna. It's the place where the Tavchi opens it up. And Rashi is too pshat to what it means, the Pari Tavchi. Either it means where they open up to take out the basa from the etzem, when they take out the gidim, they take out the tendons. There's like the gidon osha. The makbid take out these tendons because the makbid and gidon osha. So this is not really gidon osha, but the makbid take these out. That's one pshat. It means that they open up. Another pshat is where they hook on the hook of the behem, when they hang it from the ceiling, they hook it in this place. So that's right above the Akuma. So it's by Kuma v'lemayla, Zamaisa. After Akuma starts the Tzemes Hagidim, which is the third Chita. One Chita wants to even Keneged Akuma. He says, no, it's not where it is. Keneged Akuma Mamish, where it's attached to Akuma, that's not called Tzemes Hagidim. Zatim Maravaita, V'ad Kama, until, now we know where it starts from. It's a three-way Mechlekes. We know it starts from. How high does it go? Omalei Ahum Rabbana, Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, Kavina Be Rabbi Yehuda, Omalon, Shamu Mina. I'm just making sure I might have skipped something. Omar Rav Asim Rav Yehuda Mashmul. I skipped a line. Omar Rav Asim Rav Yehuda Mashmul. Tzaymis Hagidim Shamru, Mokim Shagidim Tzaymsim. That the Tzaymis Hagidim that we said is Mokim Shagidim Tzaymsim with the Mechabarim Yachad. They look like one Gid, which is the place where we talk till now. It's not a new Mokim. All those Shilas that we talk about, Garma Labar, Garma Lagav, and all those things are a place where all three look together. When they get towards the basa, they spread out into a bunch of different tendons. So he says that's all. Tzemes Hagidim is where is the makkah and where it's one. It looks like one place. That same thing. They're tied together. Now until how high does it go? Vad kama? Amli Rabbanu Rabbi Yaakov Shmei Kevin Rabbi Yehuda Amalon Shamu Mina Milsa Shamu Mina Milsa Megav Rabba Shamu Mina Milsa the Megav Rabba Shmili. Listen to me. That because I heard it from a Gavir Rabba, one of the Shmuel, Tzaymas Gidim Shamru, Malkam Shagidim Tzaymasim, where the Gidim are together, or Malkam Shatzaymasim Ad Malkam Shemispashtim, until it spreads out. So it starts from the Malkam where it's they're tied together, and then they go, it has in Tzaymas Gidim, until a place where it spreads out. How far is that? The Kama, Amabaya, Arba, Badati, Beturu. And with Rashi Taichas, Badati means four etzbayos by a shar, by an axe, it's four etzbayos. That's how high it goes. Four etzbayos high. From, let's say, above the akuma, where it's all the tendons are together there, and it goes up towards the meat. And by the meat, it spreads out into a bunch of different little sinews. So that is where it goes up. How high is that? 4 etzbayos. That's where you can measure. Measure on a shah, 4 etzbayos. God, it's not so much. I think the sheet is a Rambam holds 16 etzbayos. But we have a 4 etzbayos, as Rashi learns. Bedakamai, how much is the shear by Behemoth Daka? On my Abaya, so the Abaya didn't say a bunch of different simonim, how you know where the Tzemes Gidim is. On my Abaya, bliti have a Tzemes Gidim. If it's jutting out, you know, even by a person, you can see the tendons jutting out. You can see it on the arm, you can see it on the foot. So it's jutting out, that's Tzemes Gidim. Bli, where it's swallowed into the foot, where it's fallen into the fat, into the muscle, then that's not Tzemes Gidim. So bliti have a Tzemes Gidim, bli have a Tzemes Gidim. Another simon, ashuni havat simus gidim. Ashuni means that it's hard. The tendons are hard. Havat simus gidim. Rikichi, when it gets soft, lo havat simus gidim. It gets more meaty, that's not simus gidim. Alimi, when it's thick, havat simus gidim. Katini, when it gets thin, because it thins out into a bunch of different tendons, lo havat simus gidim. Chivri, if it's white, havat simus gidim. Loi chivri, if it's not white, lo havat simus gidim. Again, it gets darker from the meat. On top of our base now. Mar bar vashi omar, kivan de zigi, if it's clear, so avagav lechivri, even though it's not white, that's enough to be called that it's a simen, that it's one of the tendons, that it's one of the tzemes agidim. So the bottom line is, we have over here the trefa of tzemes agidim. We had a big shot where it starts from. It starts somewhere right above the knee. How high does it go? It goes for its boys. And where it starts from is a big shiloh. It's a big shot where it starts from. It starts from above the Arkuma, or it starts from a Garmel of Gav, or Garmel of Bar. Big shot where it starts from. But in any case, the Tzemes Gidim is situated somewhere above the knee. And Rashi speaks out that we go L'chumra today, because we don't know exactly where it is. So Rashi speaks out, you have to go L'chumra, because we don't know exactly where it is. We go L'chumra, like that Shita, like we're all Trefus, we go L'chumra. Same thing by Arkuv also, he says we go L'chumra. Rashi says, so he says, "B'shaltar ha'chacham machmer v'chevis deraisa look me'luy arkuma ad makos just pashtim kol makos chodesh shomav v'chevis gidim." But fill rekuva kayemes, yeah, that's what we know. But fill rekuva kayemes says, "Tzemes gidim is anywhere above the arkuma until it spreads out. Anywhere there, tzemes gidim is halacha l'maisa." That's what Rashi speaks out.